Hey everyone, Josh here, Solopreneur Grind, and it is Friday, May the 3rd, SG Daily number 52. You know what? I might have to update the title. I don't think I updated the title to the 52. Back with the J-Mug, and we are back to Bulletproof Coffee. Yesterday, if you watched episode number 51, switched it up, made a turmeric latte, posted it on Instagram, and proceeded to get a bunch of throw-up emojis as comments. So, I mean, it did kind of look orange and gross, but anyways, it tasted pretty good. Anyways, back to what works, and it's Friday, which means that the weekend is tomorrow, and that's usually a good thing. I actually like the weekends, not necessarily because they're the weekends, but because I don't get as many emails from my main hustle, so I can spend more time on Solopreneur Grind. So that's pretty cool. What I wanted to talk about today is that I had been thinking a lot about throwing a networking event. And this is going to sound really random at first, but it'll make sense. And so I'm a solopreneur. I've gone to plenty of networking events. And if you are a solopreneur, or you're just starting out as a solopreneur, or you want to be a solopreneur, but you don't know in what capacity yet, then I highly recommend you just start going to networking events, because you'll meet a ton of cool people who are doing cool things. You'll put yourself in a good opportunity to just network and see what happens, right? Generally, what I found in business and from my podcast guests as well, episode 33 just dropped today, is that if you meet good people and put yourself in good positions, generally speaking, good things will happen, especially if you have good intentions. So if you're going to meet people, provide them with value, you know, see how you can work together, generally good things will come of that. Anyways, so I've been going to networking events for a few years now, and I've always thought, how can these be made better? Because a lot of them are good, but the way my mind works is always, how can something be done better? For anything, even if it's an event I'm not running. That's what I'm thinking about. How could this be done better? So I've gone to dozens of them over the last probably 2.5 years. And the thinking is, how can they be done better? And as some of you might know, I'm also part of a mastermind group here, which I find extremely, extremely beneficial as a solopreneur. Because if you don't know what a mastermind is, basically there's no official dictionary definition, and you can do them multiple ways. But you're getting together with a group, it could be online or in person, and talking about, you know, taking turns talking about your business, your struggles, stuff like that. So my thinking was, well, I've been running this mastermind for about 7 or 8 months now. It's gone really good. I've established really great relationships with the other people in the mastermind. We've done business together. We've sent referrals to one another. We get great insight from people with other great perspectives. What if there was a networking event kind of built around mastermind groups? So I was thinking about it for a while. I mean, months and months. And 2019 has been a year of, you know, taking a little bit more action, especially in the Solopreneur Grind realm. And I just said, well, I can keep thinking about it, or I can just do it. And so long story short, I finally pulled the plug on Thursday, yesterday, found the venue, which was a slight pain in the ass, but that's mostly just logistical things, right? Like, logistics are logistics. So once I figured out the venue, it was simple as creating an Eventbrite event and now sharing and promoting it and trying to sell it out. So long story short, two things. Number one, if you're in Toronto and you want to attend, let me know. Shoot me a DM at Solopreneur Grind, or an email, josh@solopreneurgrind.com. But I think a lot of you probably don't live in Toronto. And so the point of me telling you the story is twofold. Number one is to continue to tell you what I'm working on, right? That's just the biggest thing probably that's going on right now besides the other regular business stuff. And number two is that I think so many people are out there with good ideas like that. Well, maybe it's not a great idea, but whatever. Good enough ideas, and they never get the trigger pulled on them, right? Pow, pow. And even in the one day that I've now posted, I posted on LinkedIn, posted on Facebook, I'll be hitting up people individually by email and LinkedIn soon as well. And I've even still gotten random people I haven't spoke to in probably a few years saying, wow, great idea. This is like private message. Great idea. How did you do it? Blah, blah, blah. And the answer was quite like, I literally wrote this out to one guy who I hadn't spoke to in a few years. I just wrote, well, I was thinking about it for a while And then I just decided I wanted to do it, right? And so, yeah, you can get into the logistics. This is how I thought about it. This is how I planned it. This is how I got the venue. But the important part was when I just said, okay, I'm going to do it. Let's do it. And then it only took a matter of a week to prepare, figure out, and launch the whole thing, right? And so my thinking is, how many people are out there with good ideas and great ideas? Some might be great, some might just be good, but you won't know until you try, right? So it's Friday, you got the weekend coming up. My challenge, I don't know if I've ever given a challenge on the SG Daily, but my challenge would be, what's the one thing you've been thinking about a lot and could be a good idea, could be a really good idea, but something that you've been thinking about a lot and you believe in, right? Because I really believed and still do that this is an event that will provide a ton of value to a lot of people. That's the primary, like, I'm not doing this, I'm not going to make $1 million from these events, right? I might not even run more than one. I'm just running the one to see how it goes. But you need to have the right motivations behind it, right? So take the weekend. What's something you've been thinking about or maybe wanted to do for a while that you have some good motivations and intentions behind? And ask yourself why you haven't done it yet. You know, because like I said, there's probably everybody has some idea that's floating around in their head that would create a ton of value for other people. But because they just, for whatever reason, don't want to do it or haven't done it yet, those people are missing out. So that's one way to kind of reframe it in your head, right? Don't work yourself up and get all nervous. Think to yourself, is my idea going to provide a ton of value to other people? And if it is, you are being selfish by not putting it out to the world. And I've heard kind of iterations of that kind of principle from multiple people, you know, multiple successful people. But you owe it to yourself and you owe it to those people that would get value from what you put out there, even if you're charging money, right? So for this event, I'm charging $10 because it's so important that attendance is right that I didn't want to make it a free event and then have like 600 people click yes and then like 14 show up. So I only wanted serious people to come, and I need to know who's coming ahead of time so I can, you know, custom group the mastermind groups. But anyways, I truly believe that the people who attend are going to get far more than $10 worth of their value. So even if you're thinking about launching a course or an ebook or something like that, if what you're providing in it exceeds the value of what you're charging, whether it's free or not, do it. You owe it to the people who would get that value. Anyways, that's my thinking. Let me know your thoughts. If you haven't already subscribed, if you're listening to this on the podcast or watching on YouTube, would really appreciate it. The like and subscribe, it really helps grow the channel. Have a great weekend. And think about what it is you've been sitting on for a while. And just do it. Nike. They've been successful for a reason. Well, many reasons. Have a good weekend. Bye-bye.